The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Magical World Podcast. I'm your host, John Russell, and we are, of course, going to be talking about Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem, particularly Book 3, which is set to launch in just a few days. We're going to have an interview in this program with a young lady named Rebecca Thomas, who you guys should know as... Zoe Underhill from Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem. If you don't listen to Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem, then why are you here? But but since you are here, you probably are a fan, and we welcome you and are very happy that you are a fan of the series. We've been trying to do this epic fantasy now for a while. I've been working on this current run, a storyline, whatever you want to call it, for about 2 years now. So the original book one, of course, was back in 2016. But yeah, since about 2017, I've been working on book two and now book three. And book three, of course, is sort of the continuation of book two, where we left off last year. Most of you will probably remember, was we were right in the middle of book two. But we didn't get to finish it. I had some medical issues that I had to deal with. My eyesight was a bit of an issue. And I did actually put a little note at the end of that last episode of book two, just telling everybody that, you know, I had to take this break because of my medical issues, and that we would continue book two. But after it kind of went on longer, this break, than longer than we'd intended, a friend of mine suggested, well, why don't you just, you know, just call this one book three, because it's been so long now, it's essentially a new season. So I kind of got on board with that idea. And even though that wasn't really the natural break for book two, you know, that we had intended to be the end of that part, or that you know, of the season, it worked well enough, I suppose, and hopefully just kept everybody interested and curious as to what would happen next. We basically left off with Lady Natilda killing the Council of Mages. So we had that going on, and that was really where it left off. And it wasn't intended to be like any kind of cliffhanger ending or anything like that, but it kind of ended up being that way, with her showing her true colors right at the end. And you know, I guess when all is said and done, that wasn't really a horrible way of ending it, because I think it probably burned that into people's minds, hopefully, and their imaginations, and looking forward to seeing what she would get up to next, as well as the rest of the party. Because we kind of left our heroes in a place where it was kind of like a crossroads. Things were just starting to change and go in certain directions, but we didn't get a chance to establish what directions those would be. So they kind of stopped for the night, and this is going to end up being the longest night ever, because it was between seasons. But hopefully it picks up okay, and everybody gets right back into it, and that it's completely comfortable in that way. So, you know, you do what you can, and the delay couldn't be helped, and it went on longer than intended and hoped, but... you know, we're back now, and the work is complete on book three. It was a lot of work. It was months of intensive work. And sometimes I had to take breaks while I was doing it. And so did Jeff, who did the editing on it. Because we both had some medical issues that sort of just slowed everything down to a crawl. And so I apologize right now for the fact that it has taken so long. But we're trying to get you caught up on what happened and what's going on and where we stand. So, yeah. as I gather my thoughts and I realize, yeah, it was left in a place that, you know, you wouldn't leave at an end of a season naturally. Although I think it worked okay. If I'd have gone an episode one way or the other, it probably would have been even kind of more out of sync or more, you know, more of a shock to the system. We stopped really right in the middle of book two. It literally ends up being right in the middle of book two because we had 10 episodes and then we stopped. And now we have 10 episodes to bring you. Unless, of course, you are on our podcast feed. If you're getting things on our RSS feed, then you will be getting some shorter chapters through the week, which is basically the same thing that you're going to get on a weekly basis on Saturdays. But it's just broken up in short chunks. Some of the editing might be a little different just because of the way that breaks down. But if you don't want to wait week to week and you want to keep catching up with these characters throughout your week, you certainly can. You just get on our RSS feed. The links are on our website, dreamrealmsite.com, or you can go to Podomatic and look us up, Dream Realm Enterprises or Magic Monsters of Mayhem, Robots of the Company, any of that. It's all on the same feed. But yeah, you can get subscribed to our feed and you will automatically get all of our content, but exclusively to that feed will be these short chapters serialized through the week, 3 days a week, and then the omnibus version on the weekend, which just sort of brings it all together in one chunk. So, yeah, you'll get what you're used to, the regular half-hour episodes on the weekends, but if you want to keep up with these characters through the week and get these stories in smaller chunks, then, yeah, that option is available to you, and it is exclusively being presented on our podcast feed. So I did that because I just thought it would be an interesting way to present it, and plus it helps for audience building on the feed. The more releases you have through the week, the more people tune in, you know, the more consistent you are with releases, people tend to stay with it. So it's kind of an audience building effort as well as an experiment just to see how it goes. That was something that I had come up with last year when we were forced to take certain breaks and things were going slowly and we were having some issues getting things edited together. And I thought, well, you know, what would be the quickest and easiest way to do this? Maybe if we do some shorter chapters and, you know, just put together a couple of scenes every few days and release it that way as a small serialized thing. Then my thought was, you know, it we'll be able to get it out there more quickly and we don't have to make people wait forever. But in the, you know, at the end of the day, that wasn't necessary for book two, but for book three, it's not absolutely necessary, but I just thought it would be interesting to do this. I kind of wanted to prove to some of the naysayers out there that, oh, it won't work. You know, that just, they weren't used to the idea, so they didn't think it would work. And I just want to prove that it can work. So there's that element of it. And I thought it was a fun experiment. And I also thought, you know, some people might actually enjoy getting little snippets of this story. I mean, it's a serialized thing anyway. The story is, it's, you know, we are trying to play it out like it's a book. and or a series of books. And so, you know, getting those little serialized snippets, it's no big deal. I mean, they used to do that in The Strand magazine with Sherlock Holmes way back over 100 years. And the BBC themselves are doing it on their radio stations with certain programs like The Archers. That comes out, you know, they have two or three, four, I don't know, short episodes through the week, chapters, and then they bring it all together in a longer omnibus form on the weekend, which is where I got the idea for this. So I thought, well, you know, I'm certainly not going to be the first person to ever do it. We're not the first company to ever present things that way, and, you know, it might work. It might work for the audience. So hopefully it will, and hopefully it will help us to build our audience, because that's something we really want to do. And we wanted to have consistent releases on a regular basis. So that's why we went through and completed this season, before we ever even started releasing, because I didn't want to release one and then have people have to wait for, you know, a month or 3 weeks or whatever to get the next chapter and then have to wait again. I wanted to get it all finished and then start releasing. I didn't want to do the Netflix thing where you get it all in one chunk. You know, you're not going to be binging it unless you wait till the end of the season and listen to it all in one go. I mean, that's up to you. But you will get it in weekly chunks, and you'll get it in every other day chunks, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays through the week, if you want it that way, and if you subscribe to our podcast feed over at Podomatic. Again, this is all linked on our website on the main page, so you can find links to that. We're also on YouTube. You can actually grab us on YouTube or watch us on YouTube, but that's only going to be the longer omnibus version weekly on YouTube. I'm not going to put the shorts out there. So pretty much the shorts are exclusive to the feed. But yeah, I just wanted to get you guys caught up and ready. I wanted to do the first episode of this podcast prior to the release of any of that, just to kind of prep you guys for what's coming. And, you know, hopefully you're going to enjoy what you hear. If you've listened to the previous two seasons, or book one and book two, then hopefully you're ready for, you know, what comes next. Of course, book one was very different. It was exclusively played for laughs. And it's a fun little 5-episode season. And between seasons one and two, or book one and two, as we call it, I just kind of had a rethink and thought, you know, I really want to do this a little more serious. I wanted to take things more seriously and it not just be a silly comedy. I wanted to do an actual adventure, an actual story, actual character development, present characters that you'll love and some that you'll hate, and, you know, just people you can get to know and people who have relationships. People who have friendships, you know, just different things, a little bit of political intrigue, all kinds of interesting adventure, new monsters, etc. You know, I just wanted to have kind of an epic feel to it, not unlike Lord of the Rings or something like that, but obviously not on that scale. But we do have a lot of characters, so it's not far off from that scale, I guess. But I don't know if we capture that kind of epicness, but, you know, if it's anywhere near it, it's wonderful, as far as I'm concerned. So hopefully you guys enjoy that, and hopefully you're up for it. And, yeah, the story's not even going to wrap up in book three, and it was never intended to wrap up in, you know, these two segments, which was, again, they were supposed to be book two. I had planned to do a book three where we would wrap up the main storyline. So it was always intended to go on and on a bit for a couple of years and then hopefully go into other stories. But yeah, we're kind of going to do things a little differently. We are going to have a book four, which will continue and conclude the Lily Fairheart story. So it's not all going to conclude this year, but we're going to make some real advances. And it's basically going where it was intended to go for book two, with hopefully a more natural ending than what we got or forced to have with the end of book two. But hopefully you guys enjoy it. We've enjoyed putting it together. It's been a real task. It's been quite a chore. It's been a lot of work. I can't tell you how many, you know, work hours we've put into this. I haven't taken the time to count, but it's a lot. We've really worked very hard for a long time to bring this to you and through some pretty difficult conditions. But, we're not going to go into all that. I won't labor that. But hopefully the work pays off and the hard work and the love shows. Hopefully it does. And hopefully you guys enjoy it. We've worked very hard to make it sound really good, to make it very exciting, and to, you know, just paint the picture. So hopefully it's really good. Now, we do have an interview this week. I'm going to interview Rebecca Thomas. This is actually a holdover from last season. We'd intended for book two to go on. We hadn't intended to have such a long break. I'd always kind of intended to have a break in the middle for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks to catch up with ourselves, because we were producing it as we were doing it. So we didn't complete all of book two at once, as we've done with book three. All the work is done on book three. But we had intended to have that little break anyways. It just didn't end up being an extended break, a very extended break compared to what we'd wanted. So yeah, this podcast here, the Magical World podcast, had intended to go on, and we'd had a couple of interviews already recorded and ready for you. So those had to be held over, of course, because it just didn't, I couldn't really do any more of these, and it didn't make any sense to do any more of these when we didn't have a show behind it. So yeah, for those reasons and more, we had to hold things up. So yeah, now we finally get to bring you this interview with Rebecca Thomas, who plays Zoe Underhill. I will give you a little clip here of her in action and get to know what she's about in this short clip, hopefully. And then we'll talk to the young lady who plays her, who's amazingly brilliant. And I'm very grateful and glad that she, first of all, plays the role and agreed to come along and talk with us. So this is from late 2018, but since we're coming back now, it's very topical. So, all right, here is a clip, and then the interview.
Yeah, I do hope you're not making any of this up.
Of course I'm not. It really happened, and we went through. But I don't think we ended up where we were meant to go. We're currently being held prisoner by a group of elves.
You're in the land of the elves now. Oh, how utterly delicious. Oh, it makes me long for the days of my youth when I had adventures. Oh, how I envy you, Zoe dear.
Do you think the elves will harm us?
Never. The elves are peace-loving creatures. Well, unless you've come to the Dark Elves of Carvedale.
Hi, Rebecca, and welcome to the Magical World podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about who Zoe is and what she's all about.
So Zoe Underhill is a skeptical young woman, kind of had a rough life, and then she gets assigned to accompany Waldo, kind of keep him out of trouble, and along the way is then asked to spy on this group that she's traveling with. And she's young, and she really doesn't know what to think, what to trust, so she goes along with both accompanying Waldo to keep him out of trouble, and the request to keep an eye on the group. And as she gets to know this group more, she kind of becomes more nervous about them. And it's just, for now, her trying to work through that sense of what's going on, where do I fit into this, do I even fit into this? And just trying not to make really bad waves, which she is not good at.
So what's it been like to play the character of Zoe?
Oh, it's been great. I've had a wonderful time. She's so snarky and at the same time so self-conscious and tends to overthink things at just the wrong moment. And I can kind of relate to that. So it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it.
Can you tell us what sets Zoe apart from the rest of the cast?
Really, I think it's that skepticism that sets Zoe apart, because everybody else around her seems so confident. They know what's going on. They know what they're doing. They know where they're going. And she's almost just kind of caught up in this tide and dragged along, trying to fulfill these two separate missions she's been given.
So tell us when and how you got involved in voice acting.
there are two answers to this question. Informally, it would have been 2007 when I started creating a narrated slideshow series called Dead Bunny Guides, which you can find on YouTube, because at the time I was teaching and my math students were just feeling like they weren't getting things, or they wanted more time to work on concepts, or they wanted to just be able to ask me to remind them what things were. And I can't be everywhere at once. I'm not that talented. So I taught myself how to make videos that are narrated slideshows, and as part of those, I had to narrate the slideshows. And so that was kind of what officially got it started. Formally, would be August 2011, when I decided on a whim to audition for the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. I didn't expect to get anywhere with that. I was actually planning to use it to show people who were trying for years to get me to try voice acting that I couldn't do it. And I always laugh as I think about this. It was a very bizarre week. I went in, I did the audition. They told me I wouldn't hear back for a week because it had to go through a number of people. And Monday they called and said, "So, you're going to come read for us?" And my brain just imploded at that point. And it's just kind of kept going from there. I'm really surprised and happy because this is a lot of fun. I actually grew up performing. I started ballet when I was 3 and moved on through choir, through drama, through band. I've worked on the production side of shows. I've worked on the production side of shows for Planetaria, for museums. It feels like I've been doing some sort of performing arts or production work my whole life, because I kind of have. And so falling into voiceover was just one more way to extend that path. And I've enjoyed it a lot more than I expected.
Wow. What kind of characters do you like to play?
I kind of have an approach to auditioning where I will look at the audition notice and see if any of the characters jump out at me as something that would be fun or challenging to try, and I'll go for those. Or there might be a character who's like down to earth or some sort of authority figure or science figure or military roles. I did JROTC in high school. I actually thought I was going to be career Navy for a while, and my health kind of precluded that. So anything that lets me get back in touch with those aspects of my personality, I love to jump into. But I'm just as likely to pick a character that has some little sparkle to it that makes me go, "Oh my gosh, that would be so fun to try." And I'll go for those too. Like right now I'm working on a show where I'm a member of a teenage band. Yes, I was a band member and I've done choir and stuff through school, but I don't know, this character just kind of made me go, "Hey, I haven't done that in a while. That could be fun." I guess it really just depends on what grabs me at that moment.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Magical World podcast, Rebecca. We are so happy you could join us.
And thank you for letting me come chat with you.
Okay, and that was Rebecca Thomas, who plays Zoe Underhill, and I think that was a quite fascinating interview with her, and, you know, hopefully we'll get to talk to her again at some point as the character of Zoe continues to develop. There's a lot ahead for that young character, so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see that character develop and grow and see where she goes. Looking forward to it. She's definitely going to be heavily involved in everything going forward in this series. Okay, well, you know, that kind of wraps up this episode more or less. And soon, of course, and within just a few days, we're going to be, like I said, launching Book 3 officially on the RSS feed with the first short on Monday, the 24th. So get ready for that. If you want to hear those shorts, then yes, go to Podomatic, go to our website, hook up on our RSS feed, and you know, that way you'll get to grab these and hear these short episodes. And you'll get to hear from these characters every couple of days. And then on the weekend, if you would prefer, or, you know, maybe even in addition to, hear the full omnibus version of that week's chapter. So everything all put together neatly in a little half hour chapter. So, yeah. So whichever way you listen to it, it's all coming up this week. And hopefully you guys enjoy all that and enjoy the entire series. And hopefully you've enjoyed this episode of the Magical Worlds podcast. We will be back next week if I can speak. And we will have another interview for you. Next week we will be talking to Shane Harris, who plays the big bad. Of course, he plays Detlor, the Lord of the Underworld. So, yeah, we will be talking to Shane and get caught up with him and find out, you know, a little bit about Detlor and what he's all about. So you've got all that to look forward to. And we will be talking about that first chapter, which is called Prospero the Prophet, coming up next week on Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Book 3. So it's all very exciting, and we hope you guys enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. We really appreciate it. A quick mention, we're going to have some giveaways on this podcast this summer. Got some neat merchandise for you to get a hold of. You can purchase any of it right now at the Dream Realm store, and you'll find a link to that on our website, dreamrealmsite.com. Just go down about halfway down the main page and you'll find a link to our store where you can buy all kinds of cool merch to support just your favorite shows, whether it be Magic Monsters of Mayhem, Robots of the Company, or whatever. There's a few things there from both of those series, and more stuff coming in the near future. Right now we have a brand new graphic tee from Magic Monsters of Mayhem, which was designed by our own Victor Aurelius, who plays Rast. He's a multi-talented guy, and he designed a t-shirt for us, and it's beautiful. I think you guys will enjoy it. We're going to be giving one away this summer to one lucky listener, and we'll have more details about that in the next episode. So please do tune in next week. But in the meantime, if you'd like to help support our shows by purchasing some of our merch, the proceeds go to actually producing these shows. It goes right back into it. We're nonprofit, so it's not like we're just lining our pockets. We are just trying to do a bit of fundraising to keep our shows coming to you, because, yay, we got to pay the bills around here. If they turn the lights on us, it's kind of hard to do audio. At any rate, thanks so much, guys. Keep supporting, keep listening, and stay tuned. We'll talk to you real soon. You have been listening to the Magical World podcast, which was hosted by Jonathan Patrick Russell and was edited and produced by Jonathan Patrick Russell. That's me, your host. The music provided for this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod, and we hope you will join us next time for more.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.